Oh God, it's so cold. Yeah, I don't think I should have worn a flannel. No, I don't regret it. I just I'm just a little chilly now. I'm fine. Thank you, baby. At least you can keep me warm. All right. No, I mean, no, you can lead the way. I'm not gonna stop you. Yeah, go on ahead, love. What do I think about that one? It's nice. I don't know. It looks a little lopsided. Also, don't think it's tall enough. Yeah, I kind of want something. I don't know. It has to be at least like a foot and a half, 2 feet taller than me. I think it'll fit. I'm pretty sure it'll fit in the house. Yeah, I think so. I mean, this one would totally fit in the house, but I don't think it's tall enough. And I think it's not the right shape. Yeah. I know, it's weird. The first year we're moving away from our Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I know, but it's time we get a quote-unquote real tree. The problem with real tree shopping is you get so, like, picky about everything. You're like, oh, is it too sappy, or is it like this or that? No, I know I'm the worst of all of it. Like I'm gonna be my own worst enemy in here. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna try not to be, but I just want something that like feels really full and that's tall. Do you know what we should have done before we came out here? Yes, listen to Joe Pera. Joe Pera had really good advice on picking a Christmas tree. We didn't listen. And now here we are, wondering what are the perfect attributes to make a Christmas tree. Yeah, I mean, this one isn't bad. Yeah. Part of me wonders. I feel like animals must be like living in these trees during the year. I kind of feel bad cutting them down. Yeah, because part of me feels like I'm taking someone's home. I don't know why. I didn't think I'd be this attached to like cutting down like a physical tree. Yeah. There's something removed. I mean, when I was younger, we got trees from like the like parking lot Christmas tree lots, you know? And that was so far removed from the process. And like now I have to pick the tree and then I have to cut it down. Kind of hurts my heart a little bit. No, I know, I know, I know, I know. But still, it's just like, ugh. Probably must just pl we can just plant a Christmas tree, right? In front of our house. It could be like an all-year Christmas tree. Part of me kind of wants to do that next year. I know, I promised you a Christmas tree this year, and I'm not going back on that, but I really kind of think we should get. Yeah, I'll get a sapling next year and just grow it. No, we're not cutting it down, but we have one like put in the backyard. Yeah. And it'll be I'll have snow over it. We can get outdoor Christmas lights and wrap it around it. Oh, it'd be beautiful. It'd be such a good Christmas tree. Yeah. Why don't more people do that? You decorate the outside of your house anyway. Why don't we just grow Christmas trees? And just keep them every year and just keep growing them. It's like a nurturing thing you do all year round. You nurture this tree to get it to grow, and then around Christmas time, like you celebrate obviously the holiday, but also like your ability to keep this thing alive all year and like flourish. No, baby, genuinely, I think you know what? Next year, I'm gonna plant a tree. I don't know, probably early in the year, maybe January. You're like, oh, you're not gonna do this. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. I don't know, I just never really consider the implications of getting a Christmas tree. I love it. Don't get me wrong, we're gonna get a Christmas tree. But I'm also gonna grow a Christmas tree next year. And if it isn't like to that right height yet or whatever, we can totally get another tree next year, but I'm gonna like that's something I'm gonna do for me. I'm gonna grow this Christmas tree. Yes. Oh, because it's gonna be taller than any Christmas tree we can ever buy. Also, could I get a tree that isn't like a spruce or a fern? Like, Is Sequoia off the table? Can I get any tree? Obviously, a cactus wouldn't be a good one, but... Yeah, because we have that Sequoia seed. I would love a Sequoia Christmas tree. That would be the coolest Christmas tree. Oh, we are going to have the coolest Christmas tree on the block. We're going to plant a Sequoia in our backyard. I mean, we can't do it right now. We have to wait for the season to change. But I'm going to plant one. Yes, because that tree lives forever. Like, our kids will be able to, like, talk about, you know, the Sequoia I planted. If I can keep it alive and get it to grow and all that other stuff. Also, I don't know. We got to move, put it kind of far from the house because it's big. Eventually, it'll get, like, huge. I think the roots would, like, ruin the house if I did it too close or something. But, yeah, that's... I know. I got sidetracked. I know. I like that one. That one isn't bad. I like the top bit, too. Yeah, because it's, like, perfect for, like, the angel. We didn't decide yet. Because we have both the angel and the star. We need to make a decision on that. Are we angel people or are we star people? I mean, I would like to be option like C, which is just like comic, like Christmas tree topper. I would love to get like a cute one. I don't know. Like, you can get like a themed one. You can get like a Homer Simpson, like holding onto the top of the tree. Or King Kong. Imagine a King Kong holding the top one. I don't know. There's probably really cute Christmas tree toppers that we're not thinking of. But yeah, no, I only two choices this year is the star or the angel. I'm kind of a star person. I've had a box star for a really long time. Yeah, it's like this box thing. It's like a, it's not like a normal pointed star. It's just like a big box star that you put on top. When we unpack the Christmas boxes, I'll show it to you. I know because we did angel last year. These before. It's because the Charlie Brown Christmas tree is not big enough to hold the box star. Yeah. I see we go with this one. I like it. It's full. It's balanced. It's beautiful. Yeah, I think this is our Christmas tree. No, I'm not just saying that to get out of here. I'm being genuine, baby. I think you found it. I really think you found it. Yeah. Yeah. Now I have to go. I know. I'm not cutting it down. I'm not going to do it. But yeah, I'll go get the guy. So he'll come with the chainsaw. We can get it. And at least he'll help me to put it on top of the car. We can load it up and get out of here. Oh, I'm not as cold anymore. You did a really good job warming me up. Thank you, baby. Oh my god, yes. I was so cold. I wasn't thinking. I should have put more than a flannel on. Yeah, I know. Your favorite words, I told you so. Okay, I'll be right back then. Let me go get the guy.